the Washington State Cougs knocking Wisconsin right out of the top 25 with an upset win on the road in Wisconsin. Joining us now to talk about his team's phenomenal upset win, it is Wazoo head football coach Jake Dickert joining us on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. Hey, coach, how's it going?
Oh, it's going well. It's just a pleasure to be on and just excited about where we're at as a football program right now.
Man, second time in 3 days, Coach, I get to holla at you, man. I like this right now. Sounds like your voice is...
It's always good bump hearing a familiar voice. I love it.
Hey, it sounds like your voice is recovering, so good for you there. That post-game interview was awesome, man. But one, again, always got to open it up with Go Cougs. And two, I think something that has been missed is the rotation you guys had on that defensive line. You know, playing Wisconsin, that they're going to want to run the football. And early in the game, you guys were able to stop the run in between the tackles. Is that something that you see happening in the future, or was that just something you did for Wisconsin because you know what type of ball they play?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, Bump, that we feel really confident about the depth that we have developed up front. I mean, we have everybody back from last season, and we got a couple of young guys that are really pressing for time. And, you know, we knew we had to keep them fresh, especially as the game kept going. You know, we had to defend 84 snaps. And I don't think in 3 years Wisconsin's ever had 84 snaps of offense. And part of that is self-inflicted, and part of it's getting off the field on third down. But, you know, our guys are ready for that challenge. You know, that the toughness and effort and strain that I think our guys showed up front was really what helped us win that football game. So, you know, proud of those guys in there because it wasn't perfect. It wasn't easy. And, I know they're feeling the effects of it today.
Hey, take us into that post-game locker room. What were the emotions like? What was the environment like? Were there any speeches given that you would be willing to talk to us about?
Well, I think there was a lot of pride. I mean, the one big thing I tell guys every week that winning is hard, okay? And there's a lot of work that goes into those 12 Saturdays a year that you're guaranteed. So celebrate them all. And I think those guys understood the moment. They understood the levity of the game. We didn't make a big deal about it. It's a faceless opponent that we wanted to get the win. But to go on the road in a tough environment against a traditionally fantastic football team, and that is a good team to get that win, is something that was a special moment in that locker room. And I just think there's a lot of pride, you know, that we could feel from Cougs everywhere. And, you know, we're proud to represent Washington State. And I think that was that moment of those guys leaning into each other and their belief in our program and what we've been trying to do since January. To see that result is a great moment, and credit to everybody in our program, from coaches to the players to administration, everybody on down that has a big impact on that win on Saturday.
Hey, Coach, Cam Ward comes over from a small school, only played in front of about 3,000 fans per game, and now he's playing in front of 85,000. He did throw two interceptions, but also made some great plays, man, hitting Nikia Watson out there in the flat after going through his progression. What was he like on the sideline? This was a big game for him, a big moment. He seemed to handle himself well.
I think Cam is really an ultimate competitor, and I think there's not a moment that he doesn't love and cherish, and I think he stayed within it really well this week. You know, I think we faced, you know, adversity obviously in game one, and we faced it throughout game two, but the sideline was positive. I thought his leadership took a tremendous jump from week one to week two and kept everybody going. And, you know, you alluded to some fantastic plays that he made, but there were some other times where he just escaped the pocket and avoided negative plays. And those throwaways and avoiding the, you know, getting yourself in second and third long against a really good defense, those don't show up in the stat book. And I thought he did a good job of getting through some progressions. And we can be cleaner. We can be better. And Cam will be the first one, you know, back in the building, you know, wanting to learn and grow. And that's a sign of someone that wants to be better. So I'm proud of Cam and his effort. And, you know, we want to make sure we're continuing to take steps forward on offense.
Bump mentioned him just now when bringing up Cam, but I want to get back to Nikia, actually. Nikia Watson, obviously with both of Washington State's touchdown. What'd you make of his day?
Well, I think it was an emotional day for Nikia, too, going back to a place where he played. I thought he did a really good job of channeling that emotion. And some people in those big stages, they'll press. They'll try to do too much. They'll force things. I think he really played within himself and just shows his maturity level. And, you know, we shared a moment after the game where I just told him I was proud of him, you know, because I've seen his work the last 2 years that went into that moment. You know, that wasn't something that he just had a good game by chance. He's worked at it. He's prepared at it. He stayed the course. He trusted our vision for the program, and now he's seeing the results. So we shared a fun moment there in the locker room and just told him how proud I was of him.
Coach, man, speaking of emotion, there was a moment you had, I believe it was your dad and your brothers, on the field after a big win. You played ball in Wisconsin, familiar with the area. I mean, that had to have been something that you dreamt of, man. That was like a movie right there. They're going to write a movie about you one day, Coach.
Easy now. I don't know who would play me. That'd be another conversation for another time. But it was fun, and there was a lot of emotions coming out there. It did mean a lot, and I was proud of our team, and to share that with my dad and my brothers on the field. And I do apologize for the language. I guess we didn't know we were on live TV there, but there's a lot of excitement that was happening in there. It was a raw moment that, we'll cherish for a long time.
Are there any ideas of who you might want to play you? I mean, you can throw them out now. We'll get those names circulating if you want, Coach.
No, there is nobody that I would, my grandma would be like, oh, you look like Tom Cruise. But I'm like, no, I don't want to put that on him. So it'd be fun.
It'll be the role of his life. I'll tell you that right now.
Right, yeah. Hey. Something like that.
So we actually spoke with you a bit before the season started. We were talking about Cam Ward. We were talking about all the expectations. But one thing we talked about was just the Pac-12 in general. And I know that, you're not one to step back from the season. You are in it. And I know that you're focused on the next game, the next opponent. But as much as you are willing, how do you feel about just the start of the season for the Pac-12? Because I have to say, rivalries aside, it sure has been good to see Washington and Washington State get the start that they have.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I'm a big Pac-12 fan. I want our league to be strong. I want them to go out and win. And, I know there's a lot of people, that know we represented our league very, very well. But, those are a lot of things, Stacey, that are just outside of our control. And we went into a tough environment and won. And, we want to do it for us. We want to do it for our league. And more importantly, we want to do it for the Cougs, because I think there was a lot of people that were proud of the way the team played. And not just the result, but the effort and the toughness that we showed for 60 minutes to go do that. And we can play that type of football here on the West Coast. And, it was fun to go in that environment. But ultimately, we're focused on what we can control in the moment.
All right, Coach, I know how this game goes, right? Big win. But there's an opponent coming up this week, Colorado State. Mm-hmm. How have your guys done? How have they done with flushing this win now? Obviously, you're still doing interviews. You're probably tired of them. But tell us about the squad and what you expect out of Colorado State.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, we've never wavered. We've always talked about the process of being 1-0. And that's a faceless opponent, and that's what you need to do each and every week to get wins. And winning is hard, Bump. You know that. I don't care who the opponent is. There's a lot of work that goes into that. So that'll be the mission, right? Our plan, our preparation meets effort and execution every Saturday. And there's a standard of which we want to do things. And our maturity will be tested to make sure we're preparing and we're focused to that standard. And, that's what our expectation is, from coaches to everybody on down. I mean, this is a good football team that we're going to face on Saturday. And it's a unique one because, this is the new age of college football where, there's a lot of guys that came with the coaching staff from Nevada to Colorado State that are very familiar with their schemes, and they got good players, and they'll be, really excited to come in here and play a tough football game. So, we flushed it this morning, to your point. And the best part is the Wisconsin game was far from perfect. There's a lot of learns that we need to do and things that we need to do better in our journey if we want to continue to be 1-0. So you take each of them as an each individual challenge, and it's a new week, and that'll be the focus of this football team.
All right. I know all of you Cougs listening already have this in your planners. You have it scheduled. It's in your phone, so you don't need me telling you. For anyone who isn't, though, and is suddenly very, very, very interested in what this team can do this year, you got Colorado State coming up this upcoming weekend, followed by Oregon to wrap up September. Really cool slate of games here for the Cougs. And, Coach, best of luck. We'll talk to you next time.
I always appreciate having me on. So go Cougs.